Hello.
Hello, Jordanis. Oh, no, Jordanis.
Agustin.
I'm like, hi, Agustin, I'm sorry. It's because I see Jordanis' name. I'm so sorry.
I know.
How are you? Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Awesome. So, miren, you know, I don't know if you went in the client dashboard, pero a veces if you click on saying more info on leads, it'll send a message and they said, do you want to call him? Because we don't know if he clicked on it by mistake or if he wanted information on that. And I'm like,
okay.
A lo mejor lo cliqueo de accidente, because then I saw that you, I think you tried to call him too, right?
Yeah. But you know what?
Monday.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I have a bunch of calls.
Uh-huh.
And then I have obviously this number show up.
Uh-huh.
Boom. And I say, oh, a customer. And
uh-huh.
There's anybody, it's, I mean, a bunch of people try to sell me their services.
Uh-huh.
Y yo quería preguntarte una cosa.
Yeah.
¿Qué tiene que ver Yelp con ustedes?
Okay, let me tell you about Yelp. Remember I told you ese día when we signed you up that if Yelp calls you and you're interested in their program, let me know. And then I can get you a discounted rate. So déjame explicarles sobre Yelp. So Yelp es un directorio, right?
Sí.
Where you have a profile on there. We create you a Yelp listing. Te creamos un listado on Yelp, so that way, if anyone goes on Yelp, they can find you on there too. Okay?
Yeah.
But Yelp, what they try is to offer you campañas on Yelp. Okay? When you do campañas on Yelp, Agustín, you have
uh-huh.
to answer those messages. Porque mira, el modo como la gente, cuando te buscan, por ejemplo, así se lo explico. If you go on Yelp and you type in looking for a general contractor, right?
Yeah.
You're
mm-hmm.
going to get a list of businesses that are general contractors. So when they see your company on there, and they request
yeah.
a quote, okay, that's called
yeah.
a lead. Okay, when
uh-huh.
you're paying for I'm saying cuando estás pagando por el program de ellos, right?
Sí.
So that lead le va a llegar en un mensaje. So what they do is they create, like we could create a template for you that has preguntas for that potential client to answer you. They got to give you their address or their city where they're at, what it is that they're requesting. So they fill out this questionnaire, and you get that in a mensaje. But here's the thing. Agustin, you got to answer
yeah.
those messages within 10 to 15 minutes. You have to respond mm-hmm. to those messages, porque si no, you're going to lose the opportunity, and it hurts your
uh-huh.
ranking with them.
Okay, let me tell you something. I have right now over here in my phone.
Uh-huh.
And it says phone call lead from Local Splash.
Oh yeah. Let me go to your client dashboard.
And I have right now. They say phone call lead from Local Splash, 806-605-1935, Lorenzo, Texas. What does that mean?
Okay. Let me look at it. You said 805-605?
Yes, 1935, 53.
53
inches.
A ver, deme el número otra vez. 805.
Okay, 806-605. No, 806.
Uh-huh.
605-1935.
Let me see where that number's from. Because I don't even see it on your client dashboard.
That's confused for me, you know?
So when you go into your client, it could be that it hasn't recorded yet in the system, but I don't even see that number in your client dashboard. Cuando entro en el tablero de reportes, I don't even see it there. so I would just block that number. That's a spam call. Block it. So are you looking at the app for your phone calls, right? Let me go to the
phone. No. I'm on the text. I'm on the text messages.
Text messages. Okay.
Yeah, I have a bunch of bad things.
Oh, yeah. It's a spam. They're already on it. Oh, look at that. The team's already on it. Yeah. So it says phone pull spam. Okay, let me make sure that they're dealing with that. Yeah, because our team, they'll watch. If they see a number that's a strange number, they will block it because they're going to know what's a spam call. Because we don't want you to get spam calls. That's why we do the tracking number, to avoid all of that. Okay, but I do see they already put a note in here. Wow, someone's already watching it. Good. Okay. So I'm going to put, you weren't requesting info on the Google Guaranteed, clicked on accident, and I'm going to put, he's been receiving a lot of calls, received a text from us, and the text message was from us saying that you had a lead, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to copy this. Okay. So I'm going to chat with the team just to make sure that they're dealing with this part of it. I do see the note. Received a text from outside. He had a lead from number. I'm going to put, this is spam. Okay. All right, I'm going to get with the team and just send them this message just so that they know that you called in and that I called you to update. If you had clicked on the Google Guaranteed, which was an accident, but you spoke about this part of this number, that this lead, apparently that we sent you a lead, but that's a spam call. So I think it was them probably putting the note, but for some reason it sent you the text. So I'm going to get with them on this right now. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm start getting confused about that, and I mean...
Yeah.
I like to work.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I want to... You know, I want to work with somebody simple. I have a thousand things in my mind all day.
I know.
And I mean, I don't know, I'm... Soy el único que maneja ahorita estas aplicaciones.
You're the operator owner.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to do that because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we're on top of it. You know, Agustin, we'll never make your work more difficult, right? So these are just little key things that we go through. We have to keep open communication with you porque ese es el único modo that you're going to be successful. Hay muchas compañías, they won't even call you. They don't update you on nothing. They're just like, toman tu dinero and buena suerte, right? They don't bother to check in with you to see, hey, how's it going? We noticed this, or they don't do any of that. With us, we're going to communicate a lot because we want to make sure that we're giving you the best possible results, right? Because we want you to be successful.
Yep.
So I've already dashed the
Oh, yes,
today.
That's why.
And
yeah, that's why I'm investing
patience.
On this thing.
Absolutely.
No, yeah.
Estamos para servirle, okay? For sure.
Déjame preguntarte algo más. No sé si ustedes o Yelp me pidieron que hiciera un video.
Oh, it's us. The video verification. Yeah. Cuando tengas tiempo, the team needs you to do the video. Sí. So it's because Google's requiring it. Everybody has to do it. Tú no eres el único.
Okay.
Google starts changing and they're like, nope, we want this. Es porque ellos, you know what they're doing is they're getting rid of the companies que no son legítimos, que son nomás ahí publicados.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is how they get rid of those guys. So that way they don't take work from you.
Okay. Perfect.
All
yeah.
Right.
So one more little thing.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I start getting some troubles in Facebook because they say my page is in hold because somebody reported that I como que yo robé, como que estoy haciendo lo mismo que otras páginas, no sé.
Did you get an email telling you that, or era un message que te dijo eso?
No, es un notification de Facebook.
Okay, just ignore it.
Que entra tus settings y bla, bla, bla.
No, you didn't do it, right?
Ay. No, I don't have time to do that, believe me.
Don't do it. That's a spam. Don't do it. Hasta yo los recibo a veces.
Okay.
I literally, over the weekend, on my own Facebook page, ni es negocio, right? I got a message telling me, oh, click on here. Así me dijo, click on here. You violated something. We need you to contact us. And I'm like, what?
Yes, that's the same I have.
Yeah, and I said, nope. And then guess who got it next? My husband.
Oh,
he's like,
wow.
Hey, I violated something on Facebook. Can you help me? It's telling me. I said, don't you touch anything. Delete it. Delete that notice. That's a spam.
Okay.
He's like, okay. And because he's like, hey, I violated something. I don't know what I did. And I'm like, don't touch it. Just delete it. So, yeah. No. You're good. That's spam. Just ignore it.
Okay. So I saw my profile in Facebook right now.
Uh-huh.
And I have a different number that I have in my hand right now. Is that the number that I'm going to use through you guys to get the
list
or something?
Yes, that's the tracking number, because that's going to help you not get a bunch of spam calls. And this way, let's say, Agustin, that somebody called you, you took down their address, you're on your way to go give them an estimate, y se te olvidó the address. You can go back and listen to the call to get the address. So it's going to help you track what phone calls you're really getting from our program. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And then I had I have a bunch of followers, but that's from Mexico, not from here.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
okay.
Eventually they're gonna work over here, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Ni tiene que ver tanto con los followers, like how many followers do you have, porque the campañas that we're running is so that when someone in your area, right, is on Google looking up your services and they go to their Facebook page, their ad, your ad, is going to show up on their Facebook feed.
Uh-huh.
So es como casi recordándoles, hey, you were looking for a contractor, here's a company.
Mm-hmm.
They click on it and they're calling you directly. Okay.
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 And about Yelp, I speak with somebody the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I just get, I just get the app and I just get, in the program with them.
No, you didn't pay, did you? Oh my God. You didn't, no te recuerdas que te dije?
Not yet.
Agustin, did you give them a credit card? Okay, then guess what? You just signed up with them. ¿No te recuerdas que te dije? Don't sign up with Yelp. If they call you and you're interested, call me. I can get you a discounted rate. Ahora, because you gave them your credit card, okay, now you signed up with them.
Yeah.
Even though they told you they're not going to charge you right now, they're going to charge you.
Yeah, I know that's true.
No.
They tell me that. I'm not gonna charge you nothing right now, but I'm gonna charge you.
They're gonna charge you, yeah.
By the end of the month or something.
So here's the thing: if you're not replying to those text messages, you're gonna lose opportunities, and it's gonna be a waste of your money. How fast do you respond to your text messages?
Okay. Every single time that I have a message for a customer, I respond in the next 30 seconds. 1 minute. If I'm doing something, believe me, I stop the world around me
esa es la cosa. Ellos te van a cobrar por cada click y cada lead que estás recibiendo. Okay? Si no estás muy cuidado, it's going to cost you a lot more money than the promotional rate that they're giving you. That's why we always tell our clients, if Yelp calls you and you're interested, call me and I'll explain to you how we can help you manage it. Ahora, because you did it, because you gave him your card, you're responsible for how that profile looks now. They're not going to manage it for you. They're going to leave it to you to manage. You don't have time to do that. ¿Cuándo fue que lo hiciste? When did you sign up?
I think Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't have nothing yet, so.
Oh, man.
I don't have
Just keep an eye on it. Yeah, keep an eye on it. Did they even tell you how to set it up, how to do your enhancements, to add pictures? Did they tell you any of that? They just told you, here's the app.
No, I
answer the messages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not going to do any of the work. They're going to leave it to you to do. ¿Cuánto te cobraron or what did they say that they're going to charge you after the 30 days?
They say it's going to be between $340 and $570. So there's any way that I can just cancel this contract or something?
You should be able to, but you better call them today.
Okay. He says current lead.
Uh-huh.
One,
¿qué dice ahí?
Last 3 days. Nomás dice que tengo un lead desde hace 3 días. Pero pues es que yo aquí no veo ni textos ni nada.
Oh man. Yeah. I was thinking you should have called me. You forgot that I told you that, huh?
Yes.
I mean, if you're gonna cancel them, I would say you need to call now to cancel. I don't even know if they're gonna let you cancel. They might just say, oh, well, you're stuck with us for the 30 days y te van a cobrar después. I don't know. I don't know what the conditions are with them when you signed up. So what did they tell you? Can you cancel?
I don't remember. But probably I can put a stop payment on the bank, no?
I would just call them and tell them, you know what? Because if you did it Wednesday or Thursday, you should be able to cancel them within 3 days of signing up. And I would just tell them, you know what? I didn't realize that what you guys were charging me, and I don't want this program, is what you tell them. I want to cancel my account. You just tell them I want to cancel. And then see, a ver qué te dicen. And then call me and let me know. Because when we do Yelp ads, just so you know, if you would have went through me, it's $499 a month. We manage that Yelp profile. We will create the questions for you for the clients to answer you on. Plus, we give you an additional $100 on top of the $499. We also put another $100 in Yelp campañas for the first 6 months that you run Yelp ads with us. But we're doing all the work, not you. You're just answering the messages. Okay, the way you're doing it right now, you have to do all the work.
Oh, yeah.
So they're leaving it up to you to do
that's
it.
True.
Yeah, and you got to manage it. So when it's us doing it, it's basically, it's another product that we're putting on our plate, not on yours. You just got to answer the messages. If there's any issues, we talk to them about it, right? Because Yelp is part of our partnership. We are associated with them. We're not Yelp, but we're able to give discounted rates to our clients that are new with us, that have never ran Yelp campañas. Yeah. So that's why I said, if Yelp calls you and you're interested, call me and I can get you a discounted rate. Because here's the thing, the $499, nunca se va a pasar de esa cantidad. With the way Yelp has it set up for you, you could pay up to $500 and something. Your prices are going to vary. You know what I mean? So it's not a set flat rate like if you went with us. So with them, they gave you that range. I can tell you more than anything, you're probably going to pay more closer to the 500 mark or more, doing it the way that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
Let me see if I can just go and talk to them.
I would just tell them, you know what? I wasn't intentionally trying to sign up for this. How do I cancel? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Agustin. So I have the team. Like I said, they're going to be keeping an eye on this. But yeah, I mean, I'm not telling you cancel Yelp, but I'm telling you, you just got through telling me. I don't have time to do all this stuff. That's why I signed up with you guys, because we're going to do the work, right? Not you. With Yelp, it's not going to work like that. You're going to have to do all the work. If you want to get money, if you want to make that money back on what you're putting out to them, you got to do all the work. How much time do you have on your hands?
No.
Not a lot. You know what I mean?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, reach out if anything, okay?
Yeah. Your phone number is... Okay,
hold on. It's the 877 number. My extension is the 623. So, Honey is the one that's your account manager. Honey is your account manager, and then we have the team that's dedicated to your account as well. So when you have changes or updates or concerns regarding your account, you're going to reach out to Honey or to the team, right? Customer service. If you are having, like if you would have wanted other products like Yelp or even Google Guaranteed, which are other programs that we offer, then I would be the person that you would speak with, right? Because I can't make any changes to your account, like on updates like that with like your keywords and stuff. It would be the team. So even if you call me, Agustin, I still let the team know, hey, you guys need to call him because he has some changes to his account. Or I let Honey know, hey, Honey, you need to call Agustin. He has some questions about his account. So I'm glad that you actually have an individual account manager, plus you have a team dedicated to you as well.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
And the other day, Tommy, the one guy say, hey, I'm calling from Google. And he was very,
Google will never call
and
you.
And he told me, you know what? Yeah, he told me, you know what? I saw your account here and blah, blah, blah. And I know you're working with that, But you're welcome to work with us. I mean, I'm glad you work with us and blah, blah, blah. I say, okay, this guy is from the same, because I have a call for the same number that I have in the app, right? So, and he said, are you okay with the list that you have right now, or you want a little bit more? Or I say, well, tell me this. What's my security answer, my security question? What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, you need to know. You have to know my security answer.
Right.
Because when I talk to you guys, you ask me for that. No. He says, we never ask you for something like that. That's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And blah, blah, blah. No. Can you tell me my security answer, please? My question and my answer.
Yeah.
And then, hey, this guy only hang up and that's it.
See, there you go. There you go.
So I say,
I told
oh,
you.
Okay. But I realized that like a 3 mistakes later.
Oh, my gosh. Ay, ay, ay.
But anyways, okay.
Someone called him claiming.
So as soon as I have the video, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know you are typing.
It's okay. No. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. As soon as I made the video, this is going to start working for me or?
as we need the video because this way we can process that to get, because that's part of the verification process for the Google Guaranteed profile.
Ah.
So everything else they've been working on, so nos falta eso. Okay?
Okay, I'm gonna do that today. No later than today.
Your Facebook advertising, eso ya empezó el día that started on the 22nd. The Facebook ads already started. They're visible, right? Your Yelp page on the 21st was created and active. And that's why Yelp ends up calling you, of course. Your website's already live. So that's already visible too. So they've been going at a good pace. All we need is the video, so that way we can get that going.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All
I'm gonna do that today.
Okay, Agustin.
Through the link, right?
Yes. Go through the link.
Okay. Cool. I need to check my emails because I have a bunch of emails.
Okay. Yeah, you got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, have a beautiful day. You're so welcome. My pleasure.
You too. Thank you so much for calling me back.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye.
Amazing day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.